Welcome to our latest podcast on WebCredible's fifth annual usability study of e-commerce websites. During this podcast, we will be discussing WebCredible's latest report into the user experience of the websites of 20 UK high street retailers and how the findings and trends have evolved over the last 5 years. Among the talking points include the guidelines, the sites, how the e-commerce sector has evolved in recent years, and what lessons other websites can learn from the high usability scores of some of these websites. With me is Trenton Moss, Director here at WebCredible.
Hello.
And Yvonne Hui, User Experience Consultant and Report Author.
Hello.
So Trenton, looking at the report, would you say online retail is the most advanced sector in terms of website usability?
Well, I'm not sure I'd go so far as to say it's the most advanced sector, but certainly looking at the report and the average score of 76.6% for the sites, certainly the online retail is doing extremely well from a usability perspective. Over the years, a number of conventions have developed for e-commerce sites, and they've really started to get in place now. And these sites are following those conventions more and more, and users are getting used to those conventions, and they're able to use these sites more and more easily. So when you build a car, for example, in the UK, the steering wheel is always on the right-hand side. In order to accelerate or brake, there are pedals underneath that you use with your feet. The gear stick sits on the left. All of these conventions are in place, and you'd never buy a car that didn't follow those conventions. Now, it's the same with websites. Add to basket button needs to be in the right place. The price needs to be prominently displayed. The checkout should be seamless. All of these conventions should follow through on the different sites, and the sites are generally starting to learn this and follow these conventions. Then once you follow those conventions, all the veneer around that and the branding and the imagery and the overall experience can be added in on top. But these sites are certainly learning That basic core usability is really important, and yes, they're sticking to it.
And do you see that there are some particular trends or drivers for the recent growth in online sales?
Well, I think that the reason for online continuing to grow is essentially that more people are online. So what was the recent statistic was that I think as of June this year, 51.4 million people in the UK were online, which is over 80% of the population. And you know, we've been online for more and more time. We're getting more comfortable with using websites, and we're trusting online more. We're trusting to provide our credit card details online and to be able to purchase products. And this, I believe, is fueling the growth in online.
And do you see the growth in online sales driving an improvement in user experience over the past 5 years, or do you see it as vice versa?
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. The more a company sells online, typically, the more they're willing to invest in the website and invest in the overall user experience and customer experience. If they invest in the user experience and improve that, then they're going to make more sales and they're going to sell more products. So I think the two have been an upward spiral, and I think that will continue to happen over time.
So Trenton, what are the unique challenges when it comes to e-commerce?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges for online retailers is the lack of brand loyalty or low levels of brand loyalty that exist online. The one brand that the vast majority of web users are extremely loyal to is Google. And when you go online because you want to buy a product, the vast majority of users we see time and time again in our research, they're just going straight onto Google and typing in the name of that product or type of product, which means that if they find that product on your site, they're literally two clicks away from going to a competitor site to look at the same or similar product. So this is a real challenge for e-retailers and for online retailing. People are very, very price sensitive, particularly if there's not many differences between the product and the different sites. And if they can find it cheaper elsewhere for the same product, then there's a very good chance that they'll go back to Google and they'll buy from the cheaper site.
Yeah, so building on what you just said, Trenton, I think that because of these challenges, these online brands, they need to differentiate their offerings online and build up a brand for themselves. So in our report, we investigated high street brands which also have an online presence. So they have an advantage because they've been on the high streets for a long time. So they have very loyal customers who probably just go straight to their website. So these e-retailers need to, you know, work a bit more on building up their